The Lady Cats volleyball team won all five games they played in a Mount Vernon tournament played last Thursday and Saturday to capture the tournament title. And I talked volleyball with Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin.
We played on Thursday and won three matches on Thursday, and then we came back Saturday and played Atlanta Saturday morning at 10 and won in two. It was kind of close. We kind of started out a little slow, but we still pulled it out, which is great for us. And then we played in the championship at noon against Mount Vernon, which we had previously played like the week before. And we had won the week before in four. We had lost the first set and won the next three. And we kind of had the same scenario happen on Saturday. We dropped that first set, and you could kind of see the frustration on Saturday. But then they battled back, and we had a close second set. And then the third set, we just really dominated. They had a lot of high energy and played really well. So they got better and better each set. So it was good.
Anybody you could single out, or was kind of a team effort? Or what was it like?
Ooh. For us, it's hard to say. I really feel like it's a team effort, a total team effort. Our chemistry is just really improving each time. It's been a roller coaster season, but it continues to improve overall. Front row for us, Sarah Womack and Lexi Moore, Desi DeBase, Jesse, Kaylee Jefferson. Those are our front row players that really had some great matches. Digging for us, Sydney, Desi and Sarah, they really stepped it up. I'm sure I'm missing someone. We really eliminated a lot of errors that we were given to our opponents. We made them earn their points, and we did a good job of earning our points as well. Our serving's getting a lot better, and overall, offensively, we're becoming more aggressive. We're not just shooting the ball back over or tipping it back over. You know, we're not in emergency situations. We're taking more control. I would say our serve receive was fantastic on Saturday. Pretty much every serve they gave to us, we were able to make a pass set kill, or a pass set attack, not necessarily kill, but we were able to make an offensive play off of it, so that's good.
All right. So. Now, Roy City coming up, and they have a tradition for being a really fine program.
Yes, sir, they do. We play Roy City on Tuesday, and we play them here. It's our last home match and last non-district match, so I think they've done pretty well, and we'll see. We'll see how they turn out. I haven't seen them this year. The coach, like I think I said last week, is coming from Greenville, so it's her first year there, but I think they have a pretty solid program from what I understand, so it'll be a good last non-district match.
Yeah, they want to get a chance to see the Lady Cats because of crazy district schedule. It looks like your first three or four district games are on the road.
Yes. Our almost entire first month is on the road except for one match. And we play Marshall first away on Friday, and it's going to be some tough. Marshall is definitely playing well this year. They're more competitive than they were last year. I've been following them, and they've been successful in their tournaments and in their non-district play. So we are on the road. It'll be good for us to see what we can do, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited about where we're at.
KSST Sports.